Hey, you guys, welcome back to Life Reels with Julie and Pete. We are so excited to have you back on our podcast. This is a special, special, special podcast because it's also us celebrating our 10th year anniversary. Mm-hmm. We made it. But first, let's listen to our jingle.
Life Reels, Life Reels, Life Reels, Life Reels.
Yeah, it's Life Reels with Julie and Pete. Bold conversations, authentic invitation, truth, hip, quarter, culture so proper, unveiling life's essence, authentic and bold.
Life Reels, Life Reels, Life Reels, Life Reels.
Okay, karibu sana. I hope you've enjoyed our jingle. We're still enjoying it at home and bumping to it, at home with our family and kids. So here we are, 10 years later.
Yeah, can you believe it?
It's a big deal. So we've experienced so many things along the way, and we just want to get into a conversation. We have a couple of questions that have been prepared that we are not aware about, and so we'll try and answer as honestly as possible. Like my wife said, this is a special edition, so let's see where these questions take us.
Yeah, so yep. It will be a lot of introspection, a lot of us expressing our hearts to each other. And I hope it will be special to you as well. In relation to Pete and myself, our story is 17-year-old, Form 3 kids who bumped into each other randomly one day, said hello, nothing much. A few months later at a youth camp, met again, exchanged numbers, became very close, very fast, very deep, very fast. Then after high school, we reconnected again. You made sure that I joined the same school. But there was definitely something extremely special from the moment we met. We didn't know what that was. I personally did not want it because he was the cool kid in school. I thought a lot of girls liked him. So I was just like, I cannot even fit anywhere near him. I even didn't want to be, anything to him at that time. But fast forward, we met. So we began officially dating 17 years ago today. 17 years ago, and then got married 7 years after we met. And we've been together 17 years, but as a couple, officially wedded 10 years. And it's been the best ride of my life, best 10 years of my life.
I think it's our story is it's an interesting story because we met when we were young. I think the first phase of our getting to know each other was very rough because we were. Kids, for lack of a better, not kids. We were young, but we were kids.
17 is children.
Yeah, so you're still trying to figure out life, trying to figure
yourself.
Education, figure yourself, figure what you want to do in life.
Identity.
And then there's someone also you're trying to figure out. Mm. Yeah, so it was a bit, it was a bumpy, naive, sweet start.
I miss that. That feeling.
Yeah. It was good.
Very good. Good times.
Do I want to do it? Okay. There are many sounds she makes.
Be nice. Please be nice.
But of course, one of the ones I love is she'll call me out. Yeah, so I know she's around when I hear boo, boo. you know. So at least I know she's somewhere. And then if I don't hear that, the other thing I'll hear is one of our sons being called. So I'll hear Zani, Zion, Rosian. So it has to be the four of us that makes up a lot of the conversation she has at home or in any space. So, yeah. So it has a lot to do with her calling.
So either the sound of my presence is me calling people.
It's you calling not everyone.
Maybe I thought it's
you,
it's
calling
melodious,
us.
It's me humming.
Mm-mm.
Something beautiful.
Mm-mm.
It is me being an African mom. Nani, kuja, come.
It's that. It's sometimes a deep laugh alone. I think she's watching some reels or something and she's laughing by herself. but mostly,
it's calling someone.
It's calling someone. You know you're not. People know you as
loud
and expressive.
Yeah.
You actually don't.
Yeah.
You're not like that at home. But
I think because the kids are louder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's calling people. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. For 10 years, that's all I've been doing.
Mm.
Hey.
Majority of the time.
God forbid. But if Pete was to lose his memory, the first thing I'd tell him would be, we are soulmates. We were meant and we were built and we were created for each other. And I hope somewhere in there he'll find that thing inside of his mind, his brain, his memory, something inside of him, his body, something will just click and make him know that he's his person is there saying hi. Yeah. Authentic and bold.
I think I think she needs to hear more about a plan. There's a plan, and it's going to be okay, and the plan will work out. Yeah. So I think she wants a lot more reassurances from me that it's going to be okay, and that there's a plan. We're not just floating towards our future, but there's a plan. So what Julie would love to hear from me is, it's going to be okay, reassurances of, we've got this, we can do this, we'll get there, you know. We'll get there together, our kids will be fine. So such reassurances. I think she works very well with, just reassure me. Yeah. That's true.
That's true. Yeah, I like being reassured. Yeah, like, we are not guessing. It's not guesswork.
Yeah.
Even if it's guesswork, there's something that's going to come out of this guesswork. Yeah. I like that reassurance. Pete's love feels like a warm blanket, like a very cozy blankie. He makes me feel very embraced and held and safe and comfort. So you're my blankie. and yeah, I really appreciate that I don't feel cold, neglected, alone. It's not something I've felt in the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, extremely. It's colorful. I love it. It's animated. I love it. It's 4K, 8K. What's the latest? Whatever.
It's definitely
HD. 8K. It's ultra. It's 8. It's man. Yeah. It's popping. and extremely caring.
Sense authentic and bold.
The one thing I've learned from the worst fight we've ever had. Oh, what was the worst fight we've had? I think I'm going back to year one or year two. Somewhere around there is when we used to have very intense fights. The one thing I learned is don't say anything that you can't take back. And you can be respectful even in a fight. And please, by all means, do not throw your hands at Pete. He doesn't take it well. Don't be like, yep. He doesn't take that kindly at all.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell a story about that?
Do I have a story? Mm-hmm. You think you have one? Remind me.
You want to tell a story about hand?
Please remind me. Mm-hmm. Remind me. I have no idea.
No, I think it's just even just hand. Sometimes when we're communicating, and I think that time, those times when you used to have those fights, and then either you get frustrated, mm-hmm. and then because you can't speak, you use your hand. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is that a hand? Is that a hand I'm seeing? You know? Mm-hmm. So at that point, I know things are heated. Mm. And then I think now for me, the one that just closes it is when you walk away and slam the door.
But
you won't know you've slammed it.
But that's
the
like,
one who's left on this side is the one who knows.
That's like year one.
The door has been slammed.
Okay, that's
but then on your side, you gently close the door.
So you tell people that is year
one. On your side, you gently close the door. On my side, it's like,
guys, this has not happened any like, time.
Why do you recently, want? Why do you like, want to blow the door?
Also, don't fight when Pete is driving. Please. Find yourself on top of a tree.
Yeah, so what? So you said you learned that we
can
don't say something that you can't take back.
Yeah.
And you can be respectful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I think for me, I'd say that deep down, despite the hard fights, there's still love.
Usually there that, somewhere, but you know when you're really angry.
Deep fights and hard, bad fights don't mean that you don't love each other.
Yeah.
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 So it just means that there's a deep frustration mm-hmm. that just needed to come out. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that if we fight, it's over. It's the end.
Yeah, I think something else that we've never done is we've never said I hate you.
Mm.
Maybe we felt it. I don't know.
Mm.
But it's never come out of our lips
mm-hmm.
because those are things again you cannot take back.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I regret marrying you. You're the worst thing that happened to me. Those are things that have never come out of our mouths.
Yeah. Then me, I'm usually very sensitive with words.
That's why I am very careful with my words.
Yeah.
And also being a woman, whatever you'll give me, I multiply. So you might say something just off of just because you're angry out of frustration, but I'll sit on it.
Mm.
I will brood on it. I will multiply it. And before you know it, it's the biggest thing. Like a year later, it's still dragging me down. Mm. So that's why we do not entertain any of that. And God has really helped us. That one has not been our strength because I have a very fast mouth. So it's just been me breaking, like stepping on the brakes just before I, you know. Yeah.
Authentic and bold.
I think every time we experience something new or something we've always been looking forward to, it's always really exciting. Every time we travel to maybe a destination we've always wanted to go, there's some excitement there. And I love such moments. Or we've just unboxed this maybe TV that we really wanted. There's an excitement there. You know, when our babies are born, when you move into a new home, you know, when you get a new car.
Mm.
I like those feelings like, oh, we've always wanted this and here we are.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like that. For me, I honestly would want to relive our wedding. Certain sections of it.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I've told this to you
so
before.
So many times.
Like I really want to do.
And that's the one thing I don't want to do.
I want to do another wedding. Okay, not another wedding. Like I want us to...
Yeah, renew our vows and...
To renew our vows and thing. We were hoping it'll be year 10.
Yeah.
How this year came by so fast.
Oh my gosh.
So...
Yeah.
I think with what I know now, I feel like I'd probably be more in control and more... in charge
of the wedding,
of everything.
Do you feel like you didn't enjoy your wedding?
I did, but no, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I did enjoy, but with what I know now, I feel like I'm a bit more specific in what I'd wear, where I'd want it to be. You know, yeah. I'd be a bit more specific on guests,
okay.
You know. So yeah. There are many things that were not within our control,
Right.
And
but do you feel like, okay, even if we renewed our vows, maybe year 10, do you think by year 20 again you'd be like,
Maybe we need to renew after every 10 years.
Let me tell you, if there's someone who enjoyed their wedding and completely does not want to relive that again, it's me. Like, I think I just did everything I needed to do. I ticked every box I needed to tick. Of course, it would have been better in terms of maybe venue or, you know, class and whatever.
The wedding was beautiful. It
was
good.
Excellent to me with what we had. And the purpose was just to set us out now into this beautiful marriage. And because I'm really enjoying my marriage,
yeah,
I don't care for a wedding. I'm good.
Yeah, I'll have to throw it in somewhere.
You know what? I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in. Just let me know where and when. Please don't involve me in the planning.
No, I won't.
Just tell me when to show up.
I won't. That one will be mine.
I'll show up. I'll show up rocking my car dress there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Evenings at home are usually quite lit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let me tell you what happens right now. Anytime I get home and then the boys hear me coming in, they all run towards me. Mm-hmm. And I've seen how the different kids and their personalities, how they're evolving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So right now, the one who gets extremely excited about my coming home is our youngest one.
Yeah,
so
it's so cute.
He's running, he's moving
Daddy,
his two feet, he's
Daddy.
Moving his two feet and wants to hug me. And then the second born comes and cuts him out, and you know, firstborn son just comes and stands behind me, you know, grabs me,
back, yeah.
You know, gets on my back. I wish I can freeze that moment.
No.
I wish I can just keep it somewhere. And have it every, all the days of my life.
And you get to experience that daily.
Yeah.
You blessed man.
I experience
God's
it daily.
God's favorite child.
You know, let me tell you, I can't. I hear my buddies who have older kids.
Yeah.
Who get home and no one is bothered
they're
that
like,
you're at home.
You know.
You know.
No,
they're yeah. like, oh, what time, Dad? What time did you walk in? You know, like everyone is on their gadget.
Yeah.
Everyone is in their room. Work. Everyone is minding their business. So I wish I can. Freeze, frame, keep this that I'm having with three of them right now. It's beautiful.
Oh, you know, and the it's weird beautiful. Thing is for me, it's not the same. When I get home, it's now people reporting. This one did this. This one did this. Mommy, my stomach is paining.
Yeah.
Mommy, I fell. Mommy, then I'm just like, guys.
Yeah.
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 So, but I love that I am their safe space. They can tell me those things.
Mm.
Yeah, but I get a bit jealous.
So for you, what moment would you want to keep?
I love mornings.
Mm.
My kids wake up early. Of course, when it's holiday time, not school time, but when it's holiday time, it's how they come into our room and they come to my side of the bed and all of them, know, kiss me and say, morning, mom, with their two breaths there. I love mornings. I love the excitement. They are excited about breakfast. It's something there that I really like. Mm. I also like Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just an excitement in our home that I just love it every day. And Christmas in our house, that's in October.
Mm.
So it's like 3 months of just pure excitement.
Mm.
And it's usually not even in the monetary because they're getting gifts or whatnot. It's just the energy in the house. It's so excited. I think once the Christmas tree goes up,
yeah,
it's just something that happens with everybody. And I love it. Mm-hmm. I go through a whole morning season when Christmas after is Christmas. Over. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because life just...
The other one I really like with them
is
just the times we take a holiday with them, and sometimes Christmas is part of it.
Yeah.
And we're all sleeping in the same bed, and they wake up, and one of them, and they just don't like wearing their shirts or vests or anything.
When on holiday, they like to sleep shirtless.
Yeah, all of them. Reason. All of them. I don't know who tells them. we don't.
They just know it's the rule.
Like, we don't do clothes here.
Yeah. Yeah, we sleep. We don't do pajamas on holiday.
So it's so much fun waking up.
To shirtless
little human beings in the morning.
So cute.
And one of them with just a diaper on.
Yeah.
You know? I love it. Those are the moments I really love.
Yeah, me too. I love their birthdays.
I hope we will savor every moment, because I don't think we wish it can be like this for an extended period, but it can't.
From what
reality
you know,
is.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Mm.
Yeah, me too. It's just the memories that we make. Mm. Movie nights, though their concentration span is very small, but. Yeah. We put a mattress in the living room. We do popcorn, and we're all seated there. And like the first 30 minutes are just pure bliss. We're cuddled. There's a blankie. Mm. Yeah. I love such moments.
Mm.
Yeah. Though with my kids, I've been asking God to help me to just take in each moment, even the tantrums, even when it's discipline time, just to take it all in. But those are our highlights for sure.
One is our level of intentionality. So I think I appreciate how intentional we get or become when we make up our minds to get something or to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that kind of intention is what I believe makes things possible.
Yes.
Yeah, of course there's God's blessings and all and favor, but I think I truly appreciate our intentionality. When we decide we are celebrating something, we celebrate.
Mm.
When we decide we are making something happen, we make it happen.
Yeah.
When we decide we're stepping out to do something, we step out and do it.
Mm.
You know? So I really appreciate our level of intentionality, which I'm really proud of. We don't leave things to chances. We don't chance things. We don't, you know? So we are quite intentional. The other thing I truly appreciate about us is, which is also part of intentionality, making sure that we are surrounded with the right people and having the right relationships, networks of friends and all.
Yeah.
Which also means we are getting the right help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we are quick to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
We are quick to step into places that can offer help to us as a couple. So we don't take this attitude and mindset that we've figured it out or we know it
we can do it.
No, no. We get help.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really...
Yeah.
I'm proud of
biggest accomplishment, I believe, I feel very strongly, is also a godly offspring, that we've been to this level. We've just been parents for 7 years, but I feel like we are also very intentional about how we are raising our kids. And most times I look at us like kids, like, because we met as children. So I always feel like, what are we doing, you know? But I just look at my kids sometimes and I'm like, hey, God has helped us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, that's a really huge accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a TikTok or a video I've been watching. It's like the carousels, like a picture. So the first one is asking, so people are young, you know, they are maybe at, you know, 16, 17, and, you know, they were a couple.
Mm.
And they're asking, will you ever get rich? And then the next picture says, rich, the question mark. And then the next picture says, yes, very rich. Now they are holding their kids. They've built this life. And, yeah, that's one of my greatest accomplishments, that we are living the life that was once our dream. Mm. There was a time all we wanted was just, what is it going to look like when you are 10 years in marriage? What is it going to look like when we have kids, when some of our dreams have come to pass, you know? Yeah. So I'm very, very proud of us and really grateful to God that you're here.
That's good. Ken Bold. That's a deep question.
Oof, I felt chills. I was watching something yesterday, and this guy gets a call from his wife. The wife was driving home. The wife calls him and says, I'm not feeling well. I'm feeling this way. So the guy tells her to pull over and move at the back of the seat with their daughter. So she moves at the back of the seat, but before she gets to the back of the seat, she collapses. So the daughter is on the phone, about 7 years. Mommy has fallen. So the dad is like, as in, what's happening? So he calls 911, everything. So they take her to hospital, and it's resuscitation, and she doesn't make it. So between the time that the husband got the call, I'm not feeling well, to time of death was just an hour, that they went from completely normal life to she's completely gone. Mm. And of course, it got me thinking, and even this question has got me thinking, like, we usually feel like, people feel like you, and that's the hope really, that you'll be with each other forever. But we know that sometimes that's not the case. It's actually the exception that you get to die together when you're 120. That's the exception. But if this was our last conversation, I would want you to know that you've changed my life. You've given me so much meaning and joy. You've grounded me. You're like my anchor, you know. Like you've made me stable emotionally, especially. And there will never be any other man on earth like you. Like, you just left a mark in my life, and I believe in the lives of our boys. As in, nothing can ever come replace, or, you know, yeah. So it's, I don't want to sound cliche and saying the best thing that ever happened to me, but it's up there. It's up there. You've brought me a lot of meaning, a lot of, I don't know, like, I don't even know what life was before Pete, because, like I said, we've been together 17 years. I've already passed, like, the double, you know, I'm already past 34 years. So meaning that we've been together more than we've been alone. So, yeah, it's quite something. Yeah. And I don't feel sad, but yeah. Just know that, like, you've brought a lot of meaning to Paris. To somebody, you've supported my dreams. You've pushed me. You've cheered me on. You've celebrated me. You've, when I was crashing in the ground, you've lifted me, you know. Been very selfless with your love. Yeah, means a lot.
That's a tough conversation to have. Extremely tough. I think, you know, sometimes when you're going through life, there are things you never even want to
think about,
even get into in terms of thought.
Yeah.
You know, and we're coming just from seeing, you know, a couple online. And you know, may God be with them and the family and comfort for Bishop Allen.
Oh yeah,
you know,
because they're very big on marriage.
Yeah, and Bishop is not here anymore. And it hit me so hard that even the ones who hold each other dearly to each other, at some point in life, unless God takes both of you, one will be left behind, you know, unless the Lord tarries and comes back, and we are all caught up in rapture.
Yeah.
But these are things I don't usually want to think about.
Being the man of faith, like, at all, we shall live and not die.
Can we just transition, you know, without too many things?
Yeah.
But if this was the last conversation, which I know it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, let me add some faith there. And I know it's not.
Mm-mm, it's not. We shall live long.
I think for me, what I'd say is, this is probably the realest thing I had. Not probably. This was real. This was not a game. This was not trying. This was it for me. That 10 years ago, when I said I love you, it was real. And 10 years later, it's more real than I said it 10 years ago. Yeah. So I wasn't chancing it. I wasn't trying to make life, you know, make my life a bit more exciting. No. This was a real, this is the real deal. Let me not say was. This is the real deal. You've changed me in ways that I can't even believe. I've become a better person, become more driven, I've become more caring. You made me a father. Yeah. So you've changed me in deep, meaningful ways. So there are things you've given me that no one could ever give me. And no one could ever do. Yeah. And because of that, I appreciate, I love everything you have done for my life. The things I have seen and the things I've not seen. I'm sure there are a lot more you've done for me that you don't even talk about. You know, you just do them secretly. You know, secretly.
In the secret place.
In the secret place, whether it's a prayer, whether it's it's getting something for me and all. So for me, I'd say this was the realest, is the realest thing in my life. Yeah. And I've enjoyed every moment of it. I still do, and we will continue enjoying. Because the top, our what do you call it? We're calling this 10, then, is it 10, then what?
Yeah, 10, then what? Yeah.
So this is reflecting, but also saying that realizing right now that this is real and that you mean so much to me wants me to face the next 10.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that there's something we've built that is so mind-blowing, whether it's children, our marriage, our lives, that's so mind-blowing that only the two of us could do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oof. I'm feeling a lot of things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That was a tough question, man. What?
But it's good to talk about it. Sometimes I say we bring our private conversations into like a public platform. And it's good, I believe, because it also sets questions for people at home who would, it's good to reflect. It's always good to reflect. It's always good to see where are you, recalibrate as well. But that means a lot. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I feel like because of that question that we should all make every day count.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know life, there's pressure in life. We're all pursuing things. We're all trying to get somewhere. We're all trying to
become something.
Mm. But I think just because of that question, I feel like we need to make the most out of every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing to live by. I think when we lost our daughter in 2020, it's one of those things that we've never gone through loss, you or myself, in our families, ever. So it was a first loss. And for the first time, I felt death is real. It can happen. It chooses whoever it chooses. And that for me changed a lot of things. And I've talked about it, I think, in our second podcast, where we talked about a shift happens. And it was just that. It was just it was our third podcast, where it was just now something just was birthed from me knowing that tomorrow is not guaranteed. And that today is what we have. Make the best of it with everyone that you love and care about. Let them know you love them. Let them know you care about them. You're thinking about them. Even if you're separated, maybe by distance, maybe it's a sibling or a friend, just a random here and there, just saying, I really miss you. You mean a lot to me.
Mm.
Yeah. Never take anything for granted. And give people their flowers when they're still here.
So make every day count.
Absolutely. So 10 years, then what? Like, what's your plan, bro? Like, what's the plan going forward for us?
Now that you want reassurance.
yeah.
Let me reassure you that we're going to be fine.
Thank you. Amen.
We're going to be fine.
You know, I love it because I know our team. It's God, you and I, you know.
Yeah.
And we know we are safe. And even when the heat comes, when the waters come, he's got us, you know, and we'll be just fine. Whenever we go away for our anniversary, we take a lot of time to reflect as well. So it will be a very reflective week. We pray a lot, but we also have a lot of fun. I think, Manze, we need to congratulate ourselves. I think let's not allow pressure of life and everything to take away this moment for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what we were feeling before we came here.
Absolutely. Our anniversary is in... So whenever you'll be seeing this video, it will be our anniversary.
Yeah.
And like life has just been lifing, you know, these past few days. You're having to do so many things. Mm. So many things. Even the time you're recording this video, what time is it?
It's 7:20 p.m.
7:20 p.m. After a very full day, and another full day yesterday, and another full day tomorrow. Like, it's just been really intense for us. But again, we're making the most out of everything, and we don't take anything for granted.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a very reflective week. Very sitting down. Where have we come from? Where are we going? What's the strategy for the next few years? This is also going to be the phase that our kids will be teenagers.
Yeah.
Size in capital letters. Lord have mercy on me.
If you can't handle them right now, I hear the way what you usually tell them.
Yeah.
You're like, baby, we'll deal with them. You know?
Because like, I feel like you're the same gender. There's a way you guys get each other. I always just think, because I'm like, Mimi, there's something that's not working.
Yeah, like there's no respect.
Because I'm shouting, I don't want to shout.
Like, we're not a man. We need a man to respect.
I'm like, testosterone, just talk to each other at that level. And they listen. So, yeah. But I hear toddlers are worse than teenagers. So that gives me some hope.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it will be easier for us. We are calling it forth. It will be easier for us raising teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is also, yeah, this is when we'll be hitting our 40s this decade.
Mm-hmm.
That's also something.
And the next time we sit down at 20, probably our first son will be out of the house.
Hey, don't even tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
You must get too stressed. I've just felt stress coming to me. I'm like, I'm not ready though. Like,
imagine it's that short. It's wait, it's 10 years. He'll be 17.
Yeah, like yeah, he'll be yeah.
It'll probably be now in college.
Not college. Still in high school though.
No, the guy is probably okay, 2 years ahead of his.
That's right. Yeah, his peers. Schedule. Okay. Mm. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Oof. Can you just celebrate for now? Let's not think
let's
about
just
that.
Take a
yeah,
day at a
like
time.
Let's just celebrate. Yeah, but you've done well, Pete. You've done well.
You've done well.
We thank God. Keeping you've a marriage well. Thriving
in
for 10 years in our society with all the pressure, with all the things.
Options are thrown your way.
Hardships we've gone through. It's only God. Mm. All glory goes to God only. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe there's a couple who's wondering, they're struggling with the intentionality. And for you, that has been the game changer.
Yeah.
What can they do?
Just make up your mind.
What if one of them has made up their mind, but the other one is still... It has to be...
Agree and move.
Yeah.
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 I think the worst that can happen is that you fail.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. The worst that can happen is things don't work out as you had anticipated. That's the worst.
Yeah.
You know, but be intentional about things.
Mm.
Wake up, do the thing, stand up, speak for it, stand up, act, you know.
Yeah.
And don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes we think about things that are not necessarily even, that have no bearing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're thinking about what will they think about me? What if I fail?
Mm.
Will I be, you know, will we be a statistic? Will we bring shame to ourselves? No. By the way, people are not even thinking about you like that. You know, you're thinking too highly of yourself.
Okay.
So just do the thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And be intentional about things. And I think once you develop that rhythm.
Mm.
Then you're able to get into a zone where you just get to move with things, you know?
Yeah.
There are things you and I decided we will do, from getting children to where we will live to stepping into leading a church. None of that was easy, but we moved into it to what you're doing with social media, to all these things going on,
podcast.
You know, podcast intentionality. But I believe there's a place once you hit a proper rhythm, things just, you know, it's like a truck or a trailer that you're trying to push for the first time.
Mm.
So initially it'll feel like, man, this thing is heavy. It's not moving. It's not, you know.
Yeah.
But once
get the momentum, it
builds some slight momentum.
That's it.
The thing gets into a rhythm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So intentionality helps keep the wheels moving. Because if that truck stops, trying to restart it again will take so much energy. Trying to push it again will take so much energy.
Yeah.
So intentionality just keeps the wheels turning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's authentic and bold.
What about our love has changed?
Yeah, let me say this. No. let me say this. Initially, at some point in our life, I don't know why you would get so upset or ticked off or frustrated when I did certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yet they were normal things.
E.g., you know,
so let me give an example. Yeah,
people are going to think I'm.
For example, how I'd just black out on the couch.
Well, it's still annoying, but we move, right?
Now your love has changed, my dear. That's how your love has changed.
It's okay. Those things we kept being told, like pick a battle, like.
Yeah. So it's normal if you're tired. So I used to enjoy blacking out on this couch, which I do. I still enjoy till today.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bother you anymore. Like, but initially you're like, are you avoiding me? Are you sleeping because you're avoiding me? You know, are you avoiding my conversation? Am I boring? Don't you want to talk to us?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So nowadays, I just see how you even tell the boys, keep quiet, daddy's tired, you know?
Yeah.
Amen. That love has evolved.
Love evolves, love evolves, love evolves, like over time. Like even something that we're also going through right now, Pete always has been the one who speaks life, is the one who's extremely optimistic. I've always been the wet blanket, but I feel like you're switching sides now.
I can't get into the next 10 like this.
Yeah. But like lately, he's just been saying some things. I'm like, bro, I cancel that in Jesus' name. Speak life, you know, like we have to be. So we've like switched. And I think that's love. Like sometimes you take turns, you know, because maybe I was extremely negative. I would realistic, just look at situation and be like this, like there's no hope here. Let's just go and cry, you know. And now I'm like, hey, don't tell me. There's no money for this. We are going. We'll be fine, you know. But you're still. But it's going to change, right?
Yeah, it has to.
It has to.
It has to. I can't. I know. I know when I'm out of my.
Your rhythm.
My zone.
For sure. And this one does feel like you're out.
This season I've been out of my zone.
I pray it comes. You go back to your.
Yeah. My zone.
Yeah, I like when you're positive. Yeah, nobody, negativity is not nice. Yeah.
So does that mean my love has evolved to something not so good?
No, I'm just saying sometimes people switch for whatever reason.
Okay, yeah. But how has my love evolved?
Your love for me, how it has evolved over time. I think you have been very consistent in terms of the way you love.
It's not evolved. Nothing has changed.
You've been consistent.
No, leave consistency. Leave consistency, because that sounds like, bro, you hit a plateau. Nothing has changed.
Like evolve.
Yeah.
I don't have an example though. I'm sure I do, but I can't remember.
So my love hasn't evolved.
No, Aki, no, you live here, feeling
how,
so bad.
How I loved you 10 years ago, I get
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. You're consistent. It's
I get
a good
it,
thing.
But what about, okay, what about my expression of love has changed?
Okay, then that's okay, yeah. Now I can wink at you and you would know exactly what I need at a given time. we could be like this, and you just know she needs a hot drink. Please get her a hot drink, you know. I can wink at you and you're like, okay, let's pack our bags, let's leave. You know, I can wink at you and you know, okay, my wife is pretty annoyed right now. Let me keep quiet, you know. So I think it's evolved in the term, in the sense of you know me now. You know me.
Yeah.
Without even words.
Yeah.
My you can read my aura. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That has been a big one, because initially you could not get it. You are not getting it at all. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us and for being a part of our conversation for today. 10 years and then what?
You know? And what? Yeah.
We just went through some hard, tough questions. I hope you can also get an opportunity to discuss some of these questions with your partner. They are good. They really open certain things to you. Thank you for being loyal. Thank you for coming back. Subscribe, share this with friends. Don't just keep it to yourself. We try as much as possible to keep this going. Again, we talked about momentum, intentionality. We'll keep the wheels turning for as long as we can. So thank you so much. God bless you. Baby, you have anything to say?
Yeah. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for always making time to listen to the podcast or even watch it and sharing with your friends, leaving comments down there. We really, really, really do appreciate all of you. We'll be taking a small break after this. So we are just done with like the first, if you'd call a season, but it's not really a season of our podcast. So August is quite intense for us, and we wanted to extend grace to ourselves, but we'll be back and back with a bang, right? Yeah, so we are very, very excited about that. Thank you as well for all your anniversary wishes. We thank God for getting us this far. And yeah, till next time, it's been real. Thank you for watching Life Reels podcast with Pete and Julie. Yay!
Life Reels with Julie and Pete. Bold conversations, authentic invitation, truth, help, quarter, culture so proper, unveiling life's essence, authentic and bold.